Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey man, first caller, long time listener. I really dig your station, man, and I don't understand why you guys have like this pro, Phil Collins. I mean, anti Collins policy, man, because he did some great stuff. So if you could play like some Brand X or some of those inner tracks he drummed on or whatever, that'd be sweet, man. Because I'm just riding around tonight. I'd love to hear something rocking. Also, man, do you have any stickers with your logo on it? Because that's pretty boss, man. I'd love to get a couple of those for me and my buds. Can I get directions, man? Because we're kind of lost right now, and I'm not sure where I'm going.
Okay, so... Patrick, one thing about Rockin' the Suburbs is this thing started many years ago as, this podcast that you're listening to today. And, we were pretty ambitious with doing it 5 days a week, and we've been able to do that. And then we thought, that's not enough. What else can we do, right? And so then, we started doing the Friday Night Hootenannies. We did a Suburbs Fast last year, and then now, because we still don't have enough to do, we have a 24-hour streaming radio station. How about that?
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's been a revelation the way people have pitched in and done it, and it's just kind of a great extension of and I hate to use this word because I don't want to sound too highbrow, but the aesthetic of the Rock in the Suburbs podcast. It really has kind of dovetailed very nicely to the radio station. Yeah.
So here on the Rock in the Suburbs podcast, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're coming at you from Northern Virginia in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And we want to introduce here, he's going to be with us all week, the guy who really got the radio station thing going. And he can explain better than we can, like what it actually is. So welcome from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Keith Jacobson.
Hey, thank you, Jim and Patrick.
Thank you, Keith, very much.
For all the work you've been doing on this radio thing. So when I said, we don't really have time to do it, that's true, which is why we have Keith, right? So, so Keith, it was really like your idea. So how did this all develop? And then, of course, the most important thing is where can people listen to it?
Sure. So, when I was in college many years ago, 30 years ago, at Western Michigan University, I got involved in the student run radio station there, WIDR, or also known as Wider FM. And I always, I've had an affinity for radio even long before working at Wider. All 4 years I was a student there. I will tell you, actually, I think I told this story once on the podcast before on a college radio specific episode, but my freshman year, we showed up to the what we thought was supposed to be the initial meeting to get involved with the station, but turns out it was actually the week before that they had that meeting. And so the only slot left for my friend John Richardson and I was the 2 to 6 a.m. slot on Thursday nights. So, so we took it. That's how, it got involved, and it just sort of, progressed from there. So I've, tried to stay attached to that station, supported them in many ways where I could. And then they always do something for alumni, usually during homecoming, where they call it Ancient Air, and they have all of their old jocks come back for a day and take over the airwaves. So I've had a lot of fun with that. And so over the last few years, I've just been toying with that idea, hey, it would be great to do radio for a hobby, maybe not for a career. I would have loved to do a career, but I'm not sure that it would have supported my family and I in the way that we needed to. But now as a hobby, I thought, well, this would be fun to launch a station. I brought this idea to Jim and Patrick and said, how much fun would it be to have a Rock in the Suburbs radio station? So we sort of talked it out, right? And had some ideas of what we wanted to do with it. We did a soft launch last fall.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a few things in that soft launch, and we've tweaked that some. And so now It is available 24/7, and you can go to suburbsradio.com and listen right from your browser. There's even some ways that you can use some third-party apps that will work with Apple CarPlay that we're going to hopefully have on the website here. Hopefully at the time that you're listening to this, we can have some instructions on there. And then we also, through the hard work of Kevin Goff, will at some point have a dedicated Rockin' the Suburbs radio app. It's in the beta. It's on my phone. It's on Jim's phone right now. So it is a thing that will exist in the hopefully in the not too distant future. So
right, and that'll probably end up being the easiest way to listen. But for now, probably what I would recommend is people just go to suburbsradio.com either on your computer or your browser on your phone and launch it that way. That's probably the easiest thing. And then you mentioned we're working on putting up some instructions for some other ways that you can listen as well that might be easier after some initial setup, right? So anyway, just go there. Suburbsradio.com. That's all I want to say, right? Just do that. And it's when you mentioned 24/7, let's get into this now. How do we fill 24 hours a day? I mean, Patrick and I can talk, but not like that, right?
Not that much. Yeah. Even me.
Yeah.
So we do have a music library that plays 24/7 when we don't have original content on there. And I think we're going to talk about the original content a little bit more. But we do have a music library, and it's sort of a mix between, I would say it's all, if you're, you know, obviously you're listening to the Rock in the Suburbs podcast. So I think that the music selection that we have is right in your wheelhouse, and it's sort of built along a couple different pillars. One being, there was for your 1,000th episode, you guys created a Suburbs Pod 1,000 playlist, right? Mm. So that is part of our music library. We also sort of have what I call Rockin' the Suburbs core artists. So there's artists that get talked about a lot, or maybe some mention, maybe they had a week, you know, they might have had their own week. So we have a big part of that. We also always keep an eye out for new music. You guys have the new music, you know, weeks at the beginning of every month for the month prior. So there's a lot of choices that come from that. And then just sort of, I guess as the station manager, I'm trying to sort of stay on top of what's new and fresh and I think our audience would like. So that's another pillar of our music library. The fourth pillar of that music library are what I call friends of Rockin' the Suburbs. And those are artists that have, you know, been on the show or been parts of the Friday Night Hootenannies when those were going on, or played Suburbs Fest. And so that's by artists like Frank Muffin. You hear Jay Schnitt on there. Paul Davey just came out with a new album. He's been added to that. Mm-hmm. But you also have like Apollo 66, Dot Dash, you know, on that. So, and that's sort of, like I said, the friends of Rock and the Suburbs. So it's really those four pillars that make up that 24/7 mix, again, when we don't have original programming on.
I think we have it right now 5 days a week. There's also going to be some archived appearances scheduled in here of old Rock in the Suburbs podcast, which I think is kind of fun sometimes because you hear some of the talk about ancient, some of the stuff we did a long time ago that you may have forgotten about. And so that's on there.
What is sort of fun about that is that it plays back to back to back, you know, if it was a multi-day thing. So you hear it all at once.
You can hear Rick Nielsen berating us, mocking us. You know, that's always fun, right? So anyway,
it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. So now, so let's get into the original programming via DJ. So first off, it's, when I made the comment that Patrick and I can talk, but maybe not that much, here's the thing, though. It's not about so much about people talking like the podcast. It's really about people playing music, and you get a sense of the show from the music that they play. Of course, they are DJs, so there will be a little bit of them, you know, a little bit of breaks between songs and them talking a little bit, so you get a sense of their personality. But the DJ sets are really fun. Just for me, even just as a listener, because you're just, you know, it's almost like somebody is just playing, it's just sort of going through their record collection or whatever and just playing music just for you, which I think as a music fan is a very enjoyable experience.
Oh yeah.
I think if I can add to that, you know, we've had a few questions from some of the DJs like, well, can I play this? We're like, if you like it, then play it. Exactly. That's the whole idea. If you like it, play it. So it's very free form.
So what we're going to do here is each day this week, the three of us, we're going to talk about the radio station, but we're going to hear from many of these DJs who you will be able to hear on Rock in the Suburbs Radio. So you're going to get a little sense here of what their shows are about here on this podcast this week. All right. And we have recordings from most of them, and they'll talk a little bit about what their show is like, what they bring to it, how they're approaching it. And then also we asked them, just for the purpose of kind of breaking this up and having you listen to some music here on the podcast, we asked them to also talk about a favorite radio song. Does that all make sense? Did I explain that okay?
Makes sense.
Okay. So.
It makes more sense than my radio show.
We're going to get to your radio show. So we're going to start here. We're going to start here today with the radio shows that you would typically hear on a Monday on Rock in the Suburbs Radio, okay? And then tomorrow will be Tuesday, and then the next will be Wednesday, and so on.
See what you're doing.
Yeah. So today, if you listen later today, right, Keith, you would hear Noah Crane, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear his message.
Hey, everybody. It's Noah Crane, and I've conned Jim and Patrick into giving me an hour on Rock in the Suburbs Radio. My show, From the Woods, features an eclectic mix of songs from my musical library. I can promise you two things. There will always be an REM song, and there will never be a Phil Collins song. So the song I'd like to introduce with the word radio in the title is an easy one for me. Radio Free Europe from REM, from their amazing first album, Murmur. Beside yourself, it Brady is gonna stay.
Okay, so Keith, when would people be able to hear Noah Crane's show?
So, Jim, it's going to be on Monday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern for 1 hour.
Okay, and he mentioned he's calling it From the Woods, I think it is, right? So he's up there in New Hampshire.
Yes, that's correct. So he did say no Phil Collins songs, but what he did not say is that he may play some Genesis songs featuring Phil Collins. So.
There you go. Inadvertently. And I'll tell you, folks, I have not made any rules or restrictions for anyone else's show. So, you know, if you want to play Phil Collins on your show, you're more than welcome. I've heard a few people do it already. And we don't discriminate against anyone, no. Even if it is Phil Collins.
They have a term for that, Patrick. It's called trolling.
Okay, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
What the
kids
like
say. Subtweeting? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Noah, for that. Now,
thanks, Noah.
Next up on the schedule would be Patrick Foster has a show. So
that's right.
When is your show, Patrick?
My show, Jim, is Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. You can hear me. And you can also hear it on Thursday at 5 to 7 p.m. But we'll maybe perhaps mention that as a footnote when we get a little later in the week. But
it's two different shows. It's not the same show.
Two different shows.
You have
that's
two
right.
shifts.
I
pull
do
a double.
Have two yeah. shifts. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it may be, you know, a time may come when the radio station is actually becoming successful and I may have to give up my second shift for somebody who's more capable. We'll have to see. But it's been tremendously fun to do this. It really has. And, you know, I was not. I had friends who had college radio shows. A good friend of mine, Steve Healy, had one at WTJU in at UVA in Charlottesville. And I'll tell you, the first time I ever walked into that radio station DJ room or library and saw those records, I mean, it just, you know, it was one of the most mind-blowing moments of my entire life. And I've spent many years trying to recreate that in my own basement.
I was just going to say, you've done a pretty good job of that.
Thank you.
Your background reminds me a lot of the record library at WIDR.
Yeah, so. That's kind of been my goal, to be surrounded, like to live in a college radio booth. And I always loved going there. And one of the cool things about that experience, I may have mentioned this at some point in the podcast, was that the DJs would write on the album cover, you know, with like a Sharpie or a magic marker, their comments on the record. So you could actually pull out like a Black Flag album and see different DJs going down and giving their thoughts on the record, you know, or play track 4, or, you know, just little things like that. So yeah, it's been tremendously fun. And I try to do a very free form show. I mean, my experience of making a radio show is all the mixtapes I used to make, and, you know, all the segues and all that. And I've just, you know, tremendously enjoyed doing it. The song I would like to choose as my radio theme is what I try to do in each edition of my show, Red Hot and Brew, which, by the way, is a little twist on the famous radio show out of Memphis, Tennessee, that was done by Dewey Phillips, not Sam's brother, but a good friend of his. And the song is "Last Night a DJ Saved My Life."
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah. 'Cause I was sitting there bored to death, and in just one breath he said, "You gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got me turning to another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song."
All right, cool. So now, rounding out the Monday schedule, as I have it here, Keith, is Mike Snyder. Our friend Mike Snyder also does a show on Monday, right?
That's correct. that's at 7 p.m. Eastern, immediately after Patrick's show. And his show is entitled Snyder Rhythms.
Right. Now, Mike did not send in a message for us. So, Patrick, if you were Mike, what would you say about your show?
Well, I've listened to Mike's show and I love it. It has that classic Snyder sensibility to it, folks, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, Mike is sneaky in, you know, in many ways. His depth and breadth of knowledge always impresses and surprises me. So he has found the ability to love very mainstream rock and roll. Like, he's a huge Kansas fan, right? He loves Kansas up and down the block, but he loves all kinds of other stuff too. He's a deep country music fan. He's a deep punk rock fan, indie rock. It's amazing. It really is.
And he's very open to new stuff too. So he's a really great, just, you know, music
perfect
connoisseur,
DJ in many ways. And you know,
he sounds very professional too. I know he's a writer, but he sounds very professional.
He's got that voice. He's got that voice, man.
Yeah, he really does. He really does. And he knows of what he speaks. So
yeah, absolutely.
Snyder Rhythms. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, okay. So there's your Monday schedule as of now. Now, one thing I want to emphasize to people is this is still, you know, subject to change. We're still kind of figuring this stuff out, but that's what it looks like for right now. And we'll also be adding some more DJs as this continues to grow. I know we have a few more people who have expressed interest, and they're just, you know, in the process of sort of getting their equipment up and running and that sort of thing. So we can always revisit this as more DJs come on board as well. But as of right now, Those are three quality shows on Monday, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with that. Okay. So tomorrow we'll look at the Tuesday lineup. All right?
Sounds good.
All right, Keith. It means you're on the hook to come back tomorrow.
I'll be back. I'm sleeping on the pool table in Jim's basement.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
It makes more sense than my radio show.